This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. The counting of votes is in progress for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The latest trends indicate that the National Conference and Congress Alliance is leading in 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. The BJP is ahead in the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. As per the latest report in Jammu and Kashmir, 85 results have been declared so far. National Conference won 40 seats and is leading in 2 seats. BJP won 27 seats and is leading in 2 seats. Indian National Congress won 6 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People Conference won 1 seat. Communist Party of India Marxist is leading in 1 seat. Aam Aadmi Party won 1 seat. Independence won 7 seats. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has won from the Budgam seat and is leading from Gandarbal seat. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. In Haryana, 45 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 25 seats and is leading in 25 seats. Congress won in 18 seats and is leading in 17 seats. Indian National Lok Dal is leading in 2 seats. Independence won 2 seats and is leading in 1 seat. Wrestler Vinesh Fogat from Congress has won from Julana constituency. BJP leader and Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda won Gadhi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. BJP's Nikhil Madan won from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Mool Chand Sharma is ahead in Vallabhgarh. Independent candidate Devendra Kadyan won Ganaur seat. Polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today is Indian Air Force Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism, and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable. The 92nd Raising Day of the Indian Air Force was celebrated for the first time at the Tambaram Air Force Station near Chennai today. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan hoisted the flag on the occasion. The Chief of Air Staff, A.P. Singh, inspected the parade and gave away citations and awards for distinguished performances of the units of the Air Force this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has prayed to Goddess Katyayani on the 6th day of Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "May the blessings of the goddess Katyayani fill the lives of all her devotees with strength, power and courage." Minister of State for Highways Harish Malhotra today flagged off the 7,000-kilometer Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally from Thoise in Ladakh on the occasion of Indian Air Force Day. The rally features various air warriors of the Indian Air Force and veterans from the Uttarakhand War Memorial. BJP General Secretary Arun Singh has expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government for the third time in Haryana as the trends of the election results are coming in its favour. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said, "This shows that people have expressed confidence in the development work done by the BJP in the state." Minister of State for Highways Harish Malhotra today flagged off the 7,000-kilometer long Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally from Thoise in Ladakh on the occasion of Indian Air Force Day. The rally features various air warriors of the Indian Air Force and veterans from the Uttarakhand War Memorial. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams had won their opening matches at the tournament and so they will try to continue their winning streak. Yesterday, England defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the match played at Sharjah. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.